Dictation for Walter Haruska, H-A-R-U-S-K-I, excuse me, Haruska, H-A-R-U-S-K-A, May 1854, address as a letter, Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, consultation, Mr. Haruska, progressive renal failure. Comes accompanied with wife. As you are aware, bladder prostate cancer. Couple of years ago, surgery done with creation of an ileal conduct. Bladder was removed. A year later, 2023, he developed a small bowel obstruction, internal hernia, right-sided hemicolectomy, end-to-end anastomosis. He did not have a colostomy. Postoperative complications with acute abdomen, apparently urinary leak. Since then, for the last 1 year, follows at University of Michigan. He has a right-sided nephrostomy tube that is being changed every 10 weeks. Prior episodes of urinary tract infection and pyelonephritis. No major hematuria, except at the time of catheter exchange. He did have a left-sided nephrostomy tube for a short period of time that was removed. Within the last few months, he was admitted locally for dyspnea, CHF decompensation. Diuretics were adjusted, was given a high dose of Demadex up to 80, presently down to 40. He is a tall, large, obese person. Says to be doing assault restriction, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no abdominal pain, minimal edema, varicose veins, follows with Dr. Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, cardiology, Covenant, C-O-V-E-N-A-N-T, has atrial fibrillation, prior exposure to amiodarone discontinued, has been anticoagulated, denies chest pain palpitations, feels weak, lightheaded, blood pressure runs normal low, has chronic discolor of the legs and feet, but no ulceration, claudication, no anti-inflammatory agents, mobility restricted from arthritis, worse on the left hip, no anti-inflammatory agents, was on oxygen, discontinued. Has a sleep apnea, but unable to use CPAP machine. Some bruises, but no bleeding nose gums. He's been sleeping in a recliner for the last 3 years. Some weight loss, part of this from fluid removal. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hypertension. Denies diabetes. Atrial fibrillation for 10 years, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, probably diastolic dysfunction. He does not have a pacemaker, and there is no documented valve abnormalities, endocarditis, or rheumatic fever. He denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke, denies chronic liver disease seizures, denies kidney stones. Before bladder prostate surgery, received briefly chemotherapy. Next paragraph, surgeries including abdominal hernia. Bladder prostate resection with ileal conduct, prior bariatric surgery early 2000, total of 130 pounds weight loss, all of that recovered back. A year ago, bowel resection, right-sided hemicolectomy, end-to-end anastomosis, prior gallbladder, right total knee replacement, bilateral lens implant, nephrostomy tube, exchange every 10 weeks on the right-sided, on the left-sided, remove. Next paragraph. No reported allergies. Next paragraph. Medications include Toprol, Eliquis, thyroid, Prilosec, Aldactone, Demadex, eye drops, vitamins for wound infection, topical metronidazole powder. Follows with the wound clinic, University of Michigan. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, blood pressure 110 over 70 on the right-sided, standing 100 over 60. Tall, large, obese person. Some decreased hearing. Normal speech, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, no palpable neck masses, thyroid and lymph nodes, lungs are clear, irregular breathing, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, iliac loop on the right side, the urine is clear, prior abdominal surgeries, right-sided nephrostomy tube, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, 1+ edema bilateral varicose veins with some stasis and dependent cyanosis. He's able to walk but looks unsteady. Next paragraph, a recent urine sample negative for high-grade carcinoma. Nuclear medicine localizes 40% function on the left, 60% on the right. I review all imaging available within the last couple of years. No metastasis. There was bilateral enlargement of ureter and the pelvic calyces. Prior perinephric hematoma on the left side improve over time. Next paragraph, there is a recent echocardiogram at the time of CHF decompensation hospital admission. Normal ejection fraction. Tongue enlargement of atria. Aortic valve is calcified, but there was no stenosis, no pericardial effusion, no major valve abnormalities. Right ventricle is not increasing size, and the ejection fraction in the low normal. Mild degree of pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph. His creatinine was normal until a year ago at the time of bowel complications when he went from 0.7 to 0.9 normal to around 2.7 as a peak number, and the best improvement was 1.2. Since then, it has progressively risen 1.4, 1.5, 1.6, 1.8, 1.9, and over the last 3 months, stabilizing around 2.1 to 2.2. Most recent number is from May at 2.1, representing a GFR 33, a normal potassium acid base, minor decreased sodium, normal calcium, low normal glucose, anemia 11.8, a normal white blood cell platelet, recent TSH normal, prior urine analysis, the last one is 3 months ago, as expected, presence of bacteria, 2+ leukocyte esterase, 2+ blood, however, no protein. Next paragraph, prior MRSA in the urine. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive chronic kidney disease associated to low blood pressure and effect of high dose of diuretics, appears hypovolemic with postural blood pressure changes on physical exam and unsteady. I'm going to decrease the dose of Demadex from 40 to 20 to 30. I'm requesting to check daily weights and new chemistries a few days from now. He has a component of CHF exacerbation. He has a component of CHF, but there is no evidence for cardiorenal syndrome. His kidney function was normal. For 1 year since the bladder prostate cancer surgery, removal of the bladder, ileal loop, the complication happened at the time of bowel surgery, for a small bowel obstruction with right-sided hemicolectomy and complications for obstruction and urinary leak. He has no symptoms of uremia. We see what the other chemistry shows in terms of anemia, electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. All issues discussed at length with patient and wife, further advice to follow on the next few days with changes as indicated above and new chemistries. End of dictation.